Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Just off my nap, John.
No. You have your iPad and your stylus going here. He's hot today.
I'm wired.
And really, I want to thank Abby Stokes again. Every time she's on, she just shares such important information that, you know, Christina and Otto and myself have said it. And this is Iris, golden nuggets. Every week there's some little thing, and that you just pay attention to, that HTTPS thing. I never knew it.
It's wonderful.
That you turn around, if that doesn't show up, it's phony. And, you know, it's the senior who gets stuck with these things because they're not as savvy as the younger person who would realize it's a phony address.
There's young people that get stuck, too.
No, of course, of course. You know. Now we're going to switch over to TRI Business and Career Center. And we have with us today Andrew Cohen and Susan Pfeiffer. And this is an organization, they've been on before also, but this is an organization that is just tremendous because you're not only helping the community, you're also helping people learn in life so that they can go out and serve
Absolutely.
The community in different ways. So it's a twofold, mm-hmm. and so that anybody listening understands what I'm talking about, I'm going to hand it over to Andrew to explain how TRI teaches young people and adults to help themselves while you're helping others.
Sure. And again, I just want to thank you, John, for having us again. It's been a pleasure and honor to be affiliated with Project Independence. I think we go back to 2010, and mainly TRI has been affiliated with the Help at Home
right.
program, whereas we go into the seniors' homes and we provide light maintenance service to really help the seniors maintain a safe environment, whether it's moving furniture, repairing or replacing a loose fixture, something like a banister, something like
and
that.
Just to interrupt you, for people listening to Andrew, that's 311. You call 311, because especially this time of year, something might be frozen, a light bulb, and don't try to get up on a chair outside if there's a little snow on the stoop. You call 311 and they'll hook you up with TRI.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that, and then the town will contact us. And we schedule
right.
the repair, and so that's been a very successful partnership for the last 6 years. And I'll let Susan get into the training aspect. Susan is our director of vocational services.
Okay,
does a great job, and I guess I'll let her explain the referral process.
We have a lot of individuals who, just because of circumstances, have not been able to get into the workforce. And what we do is we train them. We have a certified program through the Department of State Ed, and they receive a certification in various areas. And for Project Independence, we use our trainees in building maintenance. And what they are learning is not only skills in terms of repair, but they're also learning to deal with individuals, and that's what's been such a wonderful cross-section of our program. They're learning to deal with seniors, to go in, to understand that part of their visit is not only to make the repair, but to sit down and have a conversation with the seniors and get a sense of maybe there's more going on here. Very often they'll go in and they'll do a gutter job, and then the senior will invite them in and they'll realize there's maybe more repairs going on in the house that need to be done in the house. So it's really been a nice project on both ends for us. All of our people who are with us for 6 months. They are trained in all sorts of light repair work. And through their experience with us and through Project Independence, we then place them back into competitive industry. So it's really been a nice partnership on both ends for
okay.
us.
Oh, it's tremendous. The concept, when I first heard about it, is absolutely
Do they
tremendous.
Get paid a little bit?
They get a stipend.
Right,
They
okay.
get a stipend for everything that they go out. Project Independence reimburses us for pieces of it. But we've also been awarded grants because of this. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful grant from the Manhasset Community Fund to buy. We had to buy extension ladders. Gutters can be very high.
Right, right.
Actually, higher than we have.
They actually do gutters going
yes.
up beyond the first floor?
We do gutters. We do windows. We replace storm to screen and vice versa. And you think about that for a senior. That's really an impossible job. So that's a very big piece.
Air conditioners out?
Yep. Air conditioners to the curb.
Recently done with that.
And a lot of seniors have stuff. They're downsizing and they need to get rid of things from basements. That's not something that they are able to do. So our gentlemen go out and do it. And we have a van and we have fully equipped tools for this. So so it's really been a wonderful partnership for
us.
Is
this open to any senior, or are there qualifications for?
No, any senior in the town of North Hempstead. And I have to say it's utilized very well. We are generally out 2 to 3 days every week dealing
really?
With seniors. Yeah, we're very busy. We can only allot, because our schedule is tight, we usually allot an hour to an hour and a half. So if a senior has a lot of work, we might make it over 2 visits. But generally they will call social worker through your line. The social worker will set it up with us. We confirm, and our crew goes out. And usually we send 4 of our students with 1 supervisor. And they go out, introduce themselves, take care of what's needed. If there needs to be follow-up, they'll call the social worker again. The social worker will schedule with us, and out we go.
Wow. I'm just thinking, like, I just went through changing batteries on smoke detectors.
That's a very big thing, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a big deal.
It is for a senior.
For somebody.
It's balanced.
Right.
You know, you think about it. We do have a lot of widows, you know, right. who are alone, and just those kinds of tasks, installing grip bars in showers, sometimes just salting.
Right, it doesn't,
stoop,
you know.
Those are, you know, there's so many things. Sometimes it's just as simple as putting away patio furniture. It's not something that a senior might be able to do or is comfortable doing. So that's just something that we will
right.
do. So it's leaves. We'll clean out, do a cleanup. We'll do gutters, windows, any of those. And then in-house, all the basic right. small repairs.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years
like
ago.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
5 or 6 years ago. I'm the president of the Great Neck Social Center,
yeah.
Senior Center. 5 or 6 years ago, this woman called me and was giving a few raffle prizes. I went to a house to pick up the raffle prizes, and we're talking for a few minutes, and she said, okay, the electrician's coming tomorrow. I don't know anything about electric, so what for? The light doesn't work going into the basement. And she had 3 steps, then a little platform, and then you go down the stairs, similar to my house. And, of course, she was a petite little thing, so she said, see, it doesn't go on. And I don't know why. I said, do you have a light bulb? She got a light. Now, she couldn't reach
simple.
It.
Absolutely.
She got the light bulb. I could reach it from the step. She couldn't. She'd have to get a step saw. And I changed it, and she was so thankful and blah, 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 blah. And it was like somebody was going to come and actually would charge a fee.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And rightfully so. It's their business.
And you didn't realize you were an electrician.
And yeah, I mean, it was comical because, I mean, it's happened in my house. And she didn't even have a globe on it. It was just the bulb.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's why a TRI
would 311.
You mentioned
the grip bars just now. Somebody have to pay for the grip bars?
Generally, the senior will pay for the grip bar, but we do the installation.
Right, okay.
So for anything specific like that, usually the social worker negotiates that with the senior, and they agree upon a price, or we will send them an estimate. We buy, you know, most of our stuff through Home Depot, so it's, you know, it's all very low priced, and that's paid directly for that, and there's no cost for installation.
Right, okay.
And satisfaction guarantee.
I have a statistic right off the press that was just given to me. So you've been working with us for 6 years?
Correct.
There's been 993 jobs.
Really?
Wow.
Through TRI in those number of years. It's
been
so
a
now
huge.
You have to come back in 7 more jobs. You have to have a 1,000th anniversary, 1,000th celebration.
We'll be more than happy to do that. You know, a lot of seniors, they just don't want to feel like a burden, so oftentimes they're afraid to ask friends and family to come help them, and oftentimes they don't have the money to hire a contractor.
Right.
So this is perfect.
Christina's more than a pretty lady over in the corner. She's got all the information.
She is good. She is good. And it really allows them, the whole concept, which is the age-in-place model, it really allows them to be able to stay independent, to stay in their home. Very important.
Yeah, and then in terms of talking about Christina, oftentimes, you know, after every job, there's a satisfaction survey that's completed. So, you know, we want to know if we're doing a good job or if we need to improve.
She's going
to
bring that number over next.
Yes,
how many
yeah.
complaints? No,
our numbers are good.
So,
yeah, we do.
You know, in the rare event, it happens where the constituent's not satisfied, we do reach out to the constituent. We'll make a return visit and make sure everything has been completed correctly.
And I've heard that. And the thing is, which I think everybody has to accept in life, you could be the most perfect job.
Yep.
Somebody complains.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, guess what? It just wasn't. And that,
but you know,
which is understandable, and then that's why you have the social worker follow up.
Yep. And customer service for our gentlemen to learn is really an important
right.
thing. You know, they're going to be working in facilities. A lot of our people end up going to work in assisted livings or hospitals or those. And right doesn't make it right. You know, yes,
right.
you've done it. There's a way to handle it, a way to speak to people. And that's really a very big piece of their learning curve as well. So they take a customer service course before they go out. But on the job, it all takes place and how to handle it, how to respond, and then how to go back in, and deal with the senior. And sometimes it's just a misunderstanding. That's all it is. And the senior feels, I wasn't heard. We send him in. Oh, okay, I got it. I didn't understand. But that's part of it for everybody.
Well, you're saying it's the importance to know how to talk to people.
Absolutely.
You could do a perfect job, but give a couple of grunts versus say, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, he was rude. He was
absolutely
no good. He wasn't. He was a wonderful man.
You know, all seniors are not perfect either. There's always the other side of it where you can't satisfy some people.
Right.
Yeah.
And they always have something to complain about. That's the way it works.
And I think sometimes they might not understand maybe our limitations. If we do a job that we can only fix to a certain point, if there's a frustration with the window, it might be the pain, but we can't do anything with the pain. But that also is that's on us to communicate that, to let them know this is where we end. And generally, by and large, we really have been able to meet somewhere in the middle on almost every task.
Right. So, and the other thing, too, which yours is a free service. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it from the point of view, I don't care, lady or ma'am or sir, because it's free. I don't care about you. You're putting your best foot forward.
Absolutely.
And there's just a point where money, you can't, you can't repaint the side of my house.
Yeah,
you can only do the projects you're entitled to do.
Well, it's a win-win, as I hear it, because the people who you're bringing in who are doing it are in need of something to fulfill their life a little bit more. I think they're mostly disabled or handicapped in some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of requirement on that side of it?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put that. That's a good question. I want to follow up on it, but we have to take a break.
Okay.
So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Otto's question.
I guess the question basically is, how is